This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. An audit from 2010 warned of problems with Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. Coming up, Bridge contributor Ted Roloff's on the possible warning signs that preceded the Flint water crisis. But first, the city of Kalamazoo is accepting public input online for projects and issues in the city. Open Town Hall is part of the first phase of Imagine Kalamazoo 2025. Rebecca Kick is city planner for the city of Kalamazoo. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
Let's step back. First of all, explain what is Imagine Kalamazoo 2025?
Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 is the strategic vision and master plan update for the city of Kalamazoo. And instead of having to say strategic vision and master plan update every time we talk about it, we've come up with this great branding, Imagine Kalamazoo.
So let's explain a little bit, what is the master plan for people who don't follow this closely?
So the master plan is actually a state mandated document that cities use to regulate their land use and their zoning ordinances and to have a vision to look forward to. We get community input in order to kind of give me my marching orders. Tell me, hey, city planner, you should be looking at walkability, better transportation options. I mean, when some of the one-way streets have been converted back to two-way streets, that was because of a master plan vision. When you look towards projects that can happen in the city, if you don't have a document that guides how decisions are made, like what are the criteria that we're actually deciding where these buildings should be built or what streetscape should be changed. We all need to be making those decisions together. Otherwise, all five or six departments in the city might each have their own visions and we might not be marching in a line together.
How often does the city do an update of its master plan and strategic vision?
So the plan is typically runs 10 years with a five-year check-in. So the last master plan was done in 2010. And when we got to our five-year check-in, so imagine 2008, this document's being written at the downturn of the recession. So it reads a bit gloomy. It kind of says, you know, hunker down, get ready for nothing. Maybe you could work on some of these other smaller issues that are going on in the downtown. But it didn't imagine residents wanting to live in the core of downtown. It didn't recognize all this energy around the trail. Certainly wasn't predicting $42 million investment by Kalamazoo Valley Community College and bringing the Culinary Arts School near the hospital, the WMU Medical School coming online. So there's so much excitement that has actually happened in the past 5 years that we see this as a real opportunity to update that document with new energy.
So what are the various things that you try to bring together here as you're updating this master plan, strategic vision? You know, what are your sources, I guess, as we say in journalism, for determining what you're going to do going forward?
So community input rules the day. And how we're being dynamic about community input now brings us to several different outreach opportunities. So one, we kicked off the Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 at Art Hop, which was something we never would have done in the past. We would have put out a mailer and a press release and said, hey, come meet us at City Hall. Let us get your vision and your ideas. And I think a couple years ago, they even held several meetings at elementary schools, which was, you know, wow, we're being cutting edge. So we're expanding that even more, saying, hey, you don't even have to come to us. We'll come to you. Where can we come to you for input? And then having the online platform of Open Town Hall to, you don't even have to come to us. You can just open up your computer, you know, Sunday afternoon while you're sitting on the couch and start to answer some questions and do some surveys for us as well. All of those ideas I like to call them transformative ideas, because at this point, trying to create a strategic vision needs to be really no holds barred. We don't need to think about budgets. We don't need to think about, is that really feasible for Kalamazoo? Yeah, it works for Chicago or something like that. I really just want the raw, I really wish Kalamazoo had this kind of information. And then because the process runs throughout a year, we will say, okay, this is in the city's sphere of influence and we can use that idea. Let's keep running it through the process and get this in the master plan. But those other really great ideas that aren't in the city's sphere of influence, maybe they can live somewhere else. Maybe it's another community organization's cause to champion. So I'm not going to throw any of those out. I'm going to start sending them over to, you know, Kalamazoo Community Foundation or to someone else who might take on and champion those ideas.
So for the person who hasn't yet checked in on Open Town Hall through the city's website, give them an idea of what they see when they get there.
So there's four questions that are up right now, and they're all asking you in slightly different ways, what is your vision for Kalamazoo? And if you've told me 10 times already, you know, you needed this, what's the barrier? What do you perceive as the barrier for why that has never come to fruition? Because again, maybe it has been something that's been outside of our sphere of influence, but I'm willing to champion that idea and take it on the road to somebody else. So just because it's not something that I can fund or it's not a policy I can do, I will try and get it to someone else.
It's four questions, so they're open-ended, so people can spend some time writing if they wish. But I guess I'm wondering, is it four questions because you don't want it to be intimidating, that it's not something that someone is going to spend a lot of time on if they don't wish to?
Well said. Yes. Simple, easy to answer kind of questions, because this is meant for all ages. You know, anyone who can answer these questions, draw a picture, whatever input that we can get in at this stage is just so valuable to us. So we want it to be completely not intimidating, take up minimal amount of your time. And at the end of this first phase, which is going to end March 31st, we will be changing those questions. So it will be great to have you keep visiting the site throughout the year, as we'll be changing the questions about every 2 months. And we'll report out on the information that we got in each phase as well. So don't think that everything's going into a black hole. You're going to get it back in a very nice summarized report.
Do you want people to, for lack of a better term here, dream big? In other words, not necessarily think about the limits, but go ahead and say, hey, I'd love to see Kalamazoo do X, even if it doesn't seem especially feasible right now.
Absolutely. Because at this point, I have heard so many times at different project meetings, Kalamazoo needs to be a world-class city. Gosh, you know, we're right in between Detroit and Chicago. And, you know, how come Grand Rapids is always doing this? How come Kalamazoo can't do this? And I honestly have to say, it's just because maybe somebody hasn't brought it up. Maybe we have been thinking too small. Stop comparing ourselves to other people. Like, let us be the model. Let us be the exporter of the awesome and the ideas, instead of saying, I wish we could be like so-and-so. How about we do something here that makes us feel like, hey, look at that. They've copied us.
Someone obviously could go on the city's website who is anywhere in the world. Some of the people I'm sure you talk to at Art Hop are not city residents. Does that matter at all? I mean, can people who don't live in the city, are they also welcome to weigh in?
They are welcome to weigh in. The importance of that is not everyone lives in the city, but you may work in the city. You may be a very frequent visitor to the city, particularly the students at K College, KBCC, Western. We want everyone to love our city. want to be a part of our city. And eventually, maybe they'll want to become a resident of our city because of the great ideas that we're garnering through this process. I absolutely think that resident engagement is so important because we don't want anyone to leave our city either. But anyone who interacts with the city in different ways always brings a little different element, a little different idea, and a little different perspective. And the way that Open Town Hall works is I can pretty much tell where everybody's responding from. That's kind of like one of those back door, yeah, big brother kind of things, you know, but it does make the data significant to us. It's not something we would ever share with anyone else, but so we know kind of where people are responding from and where that perspective is coming from. It's really important.
So if somebody has gone on to the Open Town Hall website, or if they plan to sometime soon, what would you say they should be looking for next? You know, what is something they might look for that signals to them that, oh, yes, I was listened to and someone has done something with my idea?
We're going to have an exciting topic that's going to come up in March. Right now, I'm looking for grant funding to be able to implement some of the ideas that are coming in this first phase. And so what I'm hoping that we can quickly do is put something together that we're asking, here's your input, here was your idea, and look, we're building it in June. So, and with the summary reports also that we're going to be doing at the end of each of these phases, I hope that participants will be able to see, oh, here's the bucket that my idea is in, and here's where it's going forward. And so you'll be able to track the progress of the ideas as they've been entered kind of into the process, and then how they progress all the way through our implementation document, which happens at the end of the year.
We mentioned earlier that you do want some people to dream big and not necessarily think about the barriers, but is there also a dose of reality that comes at some point in this process where you have to filter out the proposals which are more realistic, those which you can more easily pay for, and perhaps say that some of these which, you know, sound great just don't have a good way to pay for them, a good funding source?
Excellent question. So as we begin to look at all of the ideas that come in, and we start to see where the community priorities are. And some of these ideas might be with the big price tickets. Does that mean that the idea will never happen? No, but it might mean that it happens 5 years down the road. While we have certain kinds of fundraising or other barriers that we have to go through. I'm going to get a little deep here. But so, for instance, let's say that we want to be able to have taller buildings in some parts of the downtown. Now, I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
Now, that would trigger a change in the zoning ordinance. And so that's a couple year process because I need to do more community outreach. But if I've been hearing from the community during this process, hey, you know, we would like taller buildings in some of our little commercial cores. You know, if you think of Washington Square in Edison neighborhood, those buildings are like 3 stories tall. And then there are some like bigger residential towers there. Now, those aren't always allowed in every neighborhood through the zoning ordinance. But if we heard that's what we wanted to do, we would have to change the zoning ordinance first, couple year process, and then we would allow that use. I guess what I'm trying to really get at here is that some projects, regardless of their price point, if we hear the community is dead set on we should focus on this, then we need to attach a realistic timeline and resources, gather those champions and those partners in order to get the project completed.
When will the public be able to get a look at the new master plan and strategic vision?
So the first report will be out at the beginning of April, because that's when we're going to kind of close this first door on the dream big portion. And so they'll be able to track the progress of each phase as we go. Ending in December will be, this is our draft document. And then in January 2017, sounds too soon right now for some reason to me, we'll be kind of taking it out on some road shows, whether that's Art Hop again or other events that we put on. And that's when they'll really be able to see the whole first document.
Rebecca Kick, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Gordon.
Rebecca Kick is city planner for the city of Kalamazoo. The open town hall can be found at kalamazoocity.org. There's also a link at wmuk.org.